ahead and tell me what the Alabama Republican Party's stance on the Affordable Care Act is?
We're opposed to the Affordable Care Act. It's hurtful to individuals. It's hurtful to companies. And it is not something that most Alabamians would agree with.
Can you explain how it's hurtful to individuals and companies?
Individuals can have their insurance coverage dropped by a company if they should decide they're not going to provide insurance coverage. Many companies are going to be cutting back on their workforce so that they can hire people making less than full wage and not have to be required to provide them with insurance coverage. So a lot of companies are already laying off and cutting back the employees based on the requirements of the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, well, you know, across the nation, the uncompensated cost of care for the uninsured is $73 billion per year. Isn't it better that we allow these people to have insurance? I mean, even if it's, you know, through the government? I mean, wouldn't that be better than spending literally billions of dollars a year in, you know, care costs?
Two wrongs don't make a right. What we have to do is fix this problem and not just take what has been forced upon us and accept that. But there needs to be a meeting of the minds between Republicans and Democrats in Congress to come up with a workable plan. This plan is not workable, so I don't think you take one plan that's non-existent, I guess, really right now, and develop something that makes it even worse. So I would propose that what Congress needs to do is trash this Obamacare plan and start all over again and get some deliberation between both parties on what's good. There wasn't a single Republican vote for this Obamacare. And so obviously it's not something that's supported throughout the country and throughout our Congress. So it's necessary for something to be successful to have input from all sides. There was no input received at all from the Republican side. So it's a one-sided program. And all we're asking for is the opportunity to come together and come up with something that would be workable.
Do the Republicans have any plans?
Republicans have lots of ideas and plans to put forth. They just need to have an opportunity to sit down and meet with the opposition to describe what they would like to do. So, but they've been unwilling to talk about it. Obama's indicated he's unwilling to negotiate at all. He's been willing to negotiate with foreign leaders and communists and even those who proposed to be terrorists, but he won't negotiate with Republicans on this act. I think that's horrendous that he would not do that. So I think the beginning point is sitting down, is the case with coming up with anything that's good, is sitting down and have a meeting of the minds and find a solution to this problem instead of continuing to try to cram this down the throat of Americans.
What do you think of the filibuster, I guess is the best way to put it, even though technically I guess it wouldn't fall under that category, with Ted Cruz in the Senate yesterday and into today?
I admire Senator Cruz for what he's done. He's calling attention to the problems with this legislation, and so I think that it's good that we have an opportunity within our Congress to have a system that allows extended debate on a bill like this. So I commend him and the others that joined him in this effort. We have to draw attention to it so the Americans really know what's going on with Obamacare. And I think they're finding out. They're going to find out a lot more after the requirements start next week, October the 1st. It goes into effect. It'll be some time before everyone will feel the effects of it. But I think our phones have been ringing off the hook today in the last few days here at the Alabama Republican Party headquarters with people wanting to know what they can do to stop this. They're scared to death of it, and I can see why.
Well, actually, according to a phone survey of 500 Alabama residents by the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, 64% of Alabamians support expanding Medicaid. So obviously they're in some support of some portions of these bill. I mean, of the Affordable Care Act, do you think it's really accurate to say that most Alabamians don't support it?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's a majority of Alabamians that support this. You know, a poll is, you know, you're going to get the results from a poll based on the way you ask a question, the way you frame it. So you have to be very careful with the polls. But if you were to ask Americans, do they want the federal government dictating their health care. They will tell you no in a minute, so it's no question about that. So Alabamians oppose it. Many Americans oppose it. I am hopeful that we can finally get to the point where we can negotiate some type of compromise in the Congress about this legislation, so it's not causing companies to lay off people and costing jobs for some folks.
Well, going back to Ted Cruz and the filibuster, do you really think that the Affordable Care Act should be tied to the budget? I mean, should we shut down the government, you know, if it's not defunded?
Shut down the government. If they pass the budget without Obamacare, it doesn't shut anything down. I mean, all the way it's shut down is if Obama decides to shut it down. But passing a budget and removing a line item doesn't shut the government down. All the Republicans have said is they want to pass the budget as is, but take the line item out for Obamacare, not fund it. And, you know, it's all or nothing as far as President Obama's concerned, and he's the one that's been obstinate. And the Republicans are saying, let's move on with the budget, let's hold this back, let's find a way to work through this. But they're not willing to work through it, they're not willing to talk about it. Like Nancy Pelosi said, you'll find out what's in it after we pass the bill. So she didn't know what's in it, probably still doesn't know what's in it. So it's a flawed legislation, and it needs to be corrected, and it shouldn't go forward. Alabamians and Americans shouldn't be penalized for a system that Obama has dreamed up that's going to really hurt our economy and hurt many people individually by the loss of employment and loss of income.
You talk about compromise, though, but don't you think that, you know, passing or, well, pushing through a completely Republican-dominated bill that would be a continuing resolution, but also defund Obamacare, don't you think that kind of pushes the Democrats into a place where they, you know, aren't really able to compromise?
I don't think anybody's looking for a completely dominated Republican piece of legislation. We're just asking for a seat at the table.